Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to the National Hockey League without handling pressure. That is the most ridiculous thing I could ever hear someone say, and that guys can't handle pressure. It's what you do for a living. That's how you get here. You start getting scouted as a professional athlete. You start getting scouted when you're 14, 15, 16 years old. So that's nonsense.
Production manager Jason Weiss is on site to make sure I handle the pressure properly today. So I'm glad that we have a good connection, Marty, as we roll on here on Sabres Live.
You have a staff on the road, and I have my little dog running around, and she's like causing more issue. That's why my Wi-Fi goes down sometimes.
Oh, no.
I think she takes the wires.
It's not a chew toy.
I know. No, she's good. She's learning now. Literally, Duffer.
Yes.
Sidebar. When we're done at 12:55, okay, if I sit here and just for 2 minutes do more stuff on the computer, she's scratching at the door. She knows that the show is over. I bet you she's watching it in the other room, and she knows, and she comes to the door and scratches only when the show is over.
Wow. And are you putting in an extra time today? I thought the show ended at 12:54.
It ends whenever it ends. I don't know. My clock, Jeff reset my clock on the computer, so maybe my clock is right now.
Okay. I think Kevin Adams obviously was very passionate yesterday. And, you know, do you agree when it comes to the pressure aspect? And how does a coach make a team? How does the next coach make this team more, even more?
I agree in theory.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I remember playing midget games and having a lot of pressure, and junior games and American League games. But I remember playing conference finals, NHL games, where I was making money that I had never made before. And I'm like, that's a different kind of pressure. It's at the highest of level. And the reason why there's only 700, 800 NHL players is because, and there's only 200, 300 that are like top of the league, is because it's hard to handle all that and perform at the highest of level against the best players. So I agree in theory, it's like everybody handles the pressure. But at the NHL level, like handling Dylan Cousins saying, I just got a new contract and I'm making $7 million plus and I need to score and I'm not scoring, that's hard. That's not easy. That's, you know, yeah, handling pressure, but it's different.
Well, pressure was on last night in the NHL, and I set the over-under at 2.5 dangerously on the Washington-Philadelphia game. And
you got it right on.
Yeah, well, we straddled it for sure. And let me tell you, it was if we saw games like this repeatedly, I'm going to use a line I used a few weeks ago when Vancouver played somebody, and now I'm blanking on it, but we would be headed for another lockout, obviously. Like, there were no chances. They are replacing the boards in Philadelphia after the heavy usage from last night. Like, whatever. Like, there weren't a lot of scoring chances. It came down to the empty net scenario that many wondered if it would happen, because Philadelphia, no matter what happened in the league, Philadelphia had to win in regulation time last night.
So two things that happened last night in that game. One is, like you said, when it was 1-1 after two, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, Philly's going to have to pull their goalie in regulation with 2 or 3 minutes left, because they need to win in regulation to stay alive. Mm-hmm. Now, they also, Detroit was playing at the same time. If Detroit got 1 point, Philly was eliminated. So when the Detroit Red Wings scored with 3 seconds left to tie it, David Perron, it technically eliminated Philly. But Philly didn't know that. Torts didn't know that, because it was it wouldn't matter, because the Philly, if knowing that they're eliminated, maybe they don't pull their goalie. Maybe they don't give the win to Washington. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If Philly had been eliminated before the game, okay, Detroit played at 1 o'clock yesterday, Philly played at 7. Let's just see, hypothetical. And Detroit got a point and eliminated Philly from the playoff contention, because 1 point eliminated Philly. Does Torts pull his goalie with 2 minutes left in regulation in a 1-1 game? No. He plays the game through overtime. He plays the game through shootout, right? Because he doesn't want to give Washington the extra point for free. He doesn't want to give him that empty net.
Coaching Philadelphia, why would you want to give Sidney Crosby and the Penguins a chance to make the playoffs?
Okay, I get that. But also, Washington is a big rival in Philly as well. The Delaware River rivalry is also allegedly a big one. I lived it. We beat Washington. I'm just saying.
I know.
So, but Torts didn't know. He pulled his goalie. Washington scores in the empty net. In that case, Washington now eliminates Philly, obviously, by beating them. Detroit, who end up winning in a shootout, and the Pittsburgh Penguins with a regular time, like a regulation time empty net goal. It was crazy. So that's the first thing that happened. How about the second thing that happened early in the game? Flyers took a shot on Charlie Lindgren. Lindgren makes the save. The puck went up in the air, but he's acting like he's got it in his stomach, right? Kelly Sutherland, the referee, blows the whistle. As the puck is coming down, it hits Farabee and goes into the net. It's a goal. It's a good goal. The referees lost sight of the puck, but the puck's in the air. Like, how do you – all four referees lost sight of the puck. I don't know. But they couldn't review it because – it's not a continuation play. It actually hit a Flyers player after the whistle and went into the net. The Flyers had a 1-0 lead there, and it didn't count. So that was another crazy thing that happened in that game between Washington and Philly.
Well, Spencer Carberry is the coach of the year, and that's all that matters, really, at the end of the day.
Well, and Ovi got to 31 goals. His one yesterday was like off his stick, off his pants. I have no idea. Dylan McElrath, of all people, gets the primary assist, his first point of the year. He's only played in 3 games. He played one in November. He played two nights ago, and he played last night, and he gets the primary assist on that first goal by Washington.
Yeah, I'll say this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Hershey Bears Calder Cup champions of 2023 had a significant impact on the Capitals down the stretch and clinching a playoff spot. And obviously it all worked out, and Charlie Lindgren was more than good enough again. So just the second time this year, he's played on back-to-back days, but he got the win this time around. Washington is in. Ooh. Detroit gave it the, yes.
No, but okay, because you're going into Detroit, right? Charlie Lindgren plays in back-to-back. We talked about it yesterday. He had done it once this year. Duffer, you brought up his stats. You say he didn't do bad. He gave up, what, 2 goals in that second game?
Yeah.
They lost 3-2, I think, whatever. Like, it's game 6 and 7 in the playoffs, right? You're Washington. You got to win both. And Detroit playing Montreal on back-to-back nights on Monday and Tuesday. They go with Alex Lyon in game 1. They win. They go with James Reimer in game 2. Are you kidding me here? You're the Detroit Red Wings.
They won.
Yeah, but it was by the skin of their teeth, right? They didn't give themselves the best of chance.
Now we're analyzing victories. You know, you're not supposed to overanalyze the wins, right?
I'm overanalyzing this. I think this was, they did win, but it was despite the fact that Reimer had a couple of bad moments in that game. Oh, Caden Primo had a bad moment in the game too. And Duffer, you're going to love that because you love hockey moments.
3 seconds left. Like, why didn't he find the puck?
That was one of them. It was even worse on Veleno's goal that made it 3-2.
Yes.
The late penalty on Montreal. Primo makes a save. He's thinking there's going to be a whistle because he touched the puck. Hey, a save is not a whistle. A save is not possession. He's standing straight up. Veleno shot it in a broken controller goaltender. And they made it 3-2. I'm thinking, dude, you've been around the game long enough. Your dad was Keith Primo. Don't you know as a goalie, touching the puck with your blocker is not a whistle? Oh, I was losing it when I saw that.
I couldn't believe that what I thought was a relatively innocent shot from Perron, which you obviously knew was coming with 3 seconds left after the faceoff win. But whatever. Detroit had some remarkable moments in the final few weeks of the year. But ultimately, they got done in by some extended losing streaks, part of which were without Dylan Larkin. And I think, again, this season was a real showcase for Larkin in this new era of Red Wings hockey. I know he's been there a while, but if we're going to take it back to Buffalo here and reflect on players taking a next step and, under a different coach and whatever, I think Larkin is a really good example of how you can have that young player, and whether it's Thompson or whether it's Dahlin, like, it doesn't have to be the same position, but like, I think Dahlin's actually, now that we're verbalizing it, probably a more like a better example here, a guy who's been here a while, but then, like, just like, you can't live without him in the lineup, right?
Interesting.
I thought they made it, they made it incredibly compelling.
It's interesting that Patrick Kane gets the shootout winner. What's Patrick Kane going to do next year? Like, he got the win for Detroit, but it doesn't get him in the playoffs. He went to Detroit because he wanted to go there, thinking they had the better chance. It's interesting to see where Patrick Kane's going to end up next year. Is a new coach in Buffalo, maybe impact? Maybe the likeliness of Patrick Kane wanting to sign in Buffalo or not? That's and you talk about Dylan Larkin really responding to Newsy Lalonde, Derek Lalonde as a coach. I think that's another case. Like, I don't know why I fell into this rabbit hole yesterday, but I was looking at Quinton Byfield's split with Todd McLellan and with the new coach now in LA. And Quinton Byfield had 15 goals before the All-Star break with Todd McLellan as a coach. He has 19 right now. Like, yes. Todd McLellan got the best of a young player like Quinton Byfield and really put him on the map. Like, that's another, Todd McLellan's available, and you've got a lot of young players like that that continue the development, but he's got experience and has been coaching. Like, maybe those two things can fit together.
Yeah, under Jim Hiller, it has been very, very, very obvious where the attention to detail is with the Kings. And that was the actual team that I was making the joke about earlier. When they played Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, come on. Like, there's immense skill on both sides. Can we try to score?
Yeah.
You know, but
Vancouver was doing that because they didn't have Thatcher Demko. So they were protecting themselves. And the Kings are like, well, that's the way we got to win games.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a really interesting point to bring up about Byfield, because he was one of the most compelling young player talking points this year. But I don't put this on him, so to speak, you know, this maybe drop in production. I think this is more of like the product of how everything is functioning around him. And that's not, and look, now that we've seen what Byfield can do at this level, he might once again become one of the more interesting pieces night one of the playoffs. And like, how can he be a game breaker in these incredibly tense times? So we'll see how it goes. But obviously last night, some more clarity happened by the way, what do you think is going to happen with LA and Vegas? I think Vegas is going to jump into that 2-3 spot with Edmonton, and then LA is going to be the number two wild card and take on Dallas.
So they both have one game left right now. The Vegas Golden Knights control their own destiny. They're third in the Pacific Division. They would play the Oilers. Depends on what happened in the last game. I think Vegas plays the Edmonton Oilers. I think we are going to get that first round matchup. That would be to be honest with you, I think the Oilers want to play the Vegas Golden Knights too, because the Kings lock things down and it could be trouble. So I think the Oilers want to play Vegas in the first round.
Yeah, so that would then mean, you know, LA, Dallas, and Nashville, Vancouver would be the matchup. And I don't know. I'm still unsure as to how much I believe the Predators can cause harm once the playoffs begin. It's been a really incredible year for them. They perennially are in the playoffs or right on the cusp. And it's been that way for over 20 years. So full credit to Andrew Burnett and company this season for getting it done and getting them back there. But some major challenges await. We got birthdays, fill in the blanks, perhaps, and more when we come back on Sabres Live.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.